When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. This is Grace from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I found your podcast a little while ago, and I have been binge listening ever since. Just calling to tell you a creepy story that didn't happen to me, but it happened to my mother. So, okay, my mother was in high school in the mid to late 70s, and she was the photographer for her high school yearbook. So one day her assignment was to take her yearbook photos of all the teachers in the school. So this is a pretty small town in Wisconsin, not a very big high school. She knows all of the teachers she's taking photos of. There's not very many. So she takes all their photos, and she still has some pictures left on the roll of film she's using. So she's at her house after school that day with her best friend, Anne, and my mom, Lisa, lived on a lake growing up. Her parents still live there. There is a dock out on the lake. So she took a photo of her friend Anne, who is just, you know, she's out on the dock goofing off, and my mom takes a photo of her. The next day, she's at school, they have a darkroom there, she's developing this roll of film, and if anyone has worked in a darkroom before, they know, you know, it's this really dark room, if you're all alone in there, it can be kind of creepy to begin with. And you have your chemical bath where you are developing these individual photos in. So she is developing this photo of Anne out on the dock, you know, kind of jiggling it in the chemical bath, and the photo kind of materializes as you are agitating it in the little chemical bath container. It materializes before her eyes, and as it does it, she freaks out. She is seeing the creepiest image. She's all alone in this creepy little dark room in high school. She, you know, develops the image, puts it in the stop bath, and she gets out of there. She's freaked out. So in this image, there's her friend on the dock, and then hovering above the water where no one can stand, you know, it's out above the lake, is a disembodied head. It's the head of a woman who she has never seen before. Like, there are instances where, you know, people have done photo tricks with double exposures and everything to make it look like there's something that's not going on with, you know, parts of other pictures over this particular photo, but this is not what was happening. She knew personally every person she took a photo of, and she was the only person who used that roll of film and that camera, and this was not any of those people. This disembodied head was of a woman with long dark hair that was in two braids. And it was not any of the teachers at the school. It was no one that she would have taken a photo of. And it was no one in town. She would have known. She, you know, small town. She was familiar with everyone. So she shows this photo to Anne. And Anne freaks out the same way she did. She, you know, really creeped out. It's her in the photo. And they're is this woman, just her head floating above the water. It wasn't like, you know, something that could seem to be facial features in the background or in the water. It was a very, very clear image of this woman's head with defined facial characteristics and hair. And they're both really creeped out. So, you know, Anne says to Lisa, get rid of it. I don't want to see it anymore. They're both creeped out. My mom doesn't want to have it at her house. She doesn't want to keep it. So they get rid of it and destroy it, which is a little unfortunate because, you know, us skeptics would have really liked to see it. But I really believe her with this story because she told me this story as a kid, you know, multiple times throughout the years. Her story has never changed. And, you know, it's been almost 40 years or more than 40 years. And she also, she moved away from that town, but still periodically meets up with her old high school friend, Anne, to hang out. And she has brought it up with her to say, do you remember when I showed you that picture of you on the, oh, and Anne remembers entirely, you know, remembers how freaked out she was. She remembers it the same way my mother does. So I believe it. As skeptical as I am about a lot of things, that is pretty creepy. Don't know what an explanation could be for it. I mean, there's a lot of photos that people have with orbs or other vague, mysterious things, but this seems pretty clear, cut and dry, and yeah, pretty strange. Wondering what your take on it might be. They haven't put forward any, you know, theories as to how that woman's head might be there, who she is, or what she was doing, or, you know, what it might mean. So just wondering what you guys might think about that. Hopefully you enjoyed this creepy tale. It still haunts my mother to this day. Yeah, love your podcast. Keep going with, keep doing what you do. Love to listen, and have a great night.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.